Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Time for the results of your votes on the Eric in the Morning list. So Liz sent in a note, said, hey, last week you were giving away Kevin Jonas tickets.
Yep.
Just Kevin.
Just him.
Right, and Frankie. They're doing a stand-up act, the two of them. So we gave away those tickets all week long at 6:20 a.m. and 6:20 p.m., so the list got bumped. But she's like, you know, I tune in for that, and I was hoping you would include on National Wine Day top three best cheap inexpensive wines because I'm looking to stock up my cabinet.
And every day is International Wine Day, really.
It really is. So we said, well, we can do that today. Like, for example, hold on a second there. Lisa, give us one of those.
Matua. Sauvignon, Sauvignon Blanc. It's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
About $11.99 at the Big C.
Oh, that's great. The Costco, the Big C, as it's known. Little Matua Sauvignon Blanc. Throw me one, Chris.
Two Buck Chuck.
One of the favorites.
Yeah.
One of the favorites, Two Buck Chuck. Does that come with a twist cap?
No. Well, at least the Chardonnay doesn't because my dad chugs it, and it's $2.99.
Wow. Your dad chugs Chardonnay. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody chug Chardonnay.
I'm just saying. Wow. I know this because I help, you know?
That's good. Number three, Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Oh, wait. That's wrong. Hi there, Ellen.
There we go. Menage a Trois Red.
Menage a Trois Red.
Every time.
What's that go for a bottle, you think?
About $8.99.
Oh, it's a steal. It's a steal. Then you go, you pair it with a nice what at number two, Judy?
Fat Bastard Cab.
Fat Bastard.
Oh, yeah.
What? Nikki's nodding yes to all this. I got that one, too.
So sad. I can see the label every time someone talks.
Got some Fat Bastard at home. And finally, at number one, National Wine Day today, Victoria, it's cheap and it's delicious.
The brand Winking Owl from...
Do you want me to finish? No.
Always happens at number one.
It's from Aldi.
Always happens.
It's from Aldi.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well done.
Winking Owl from Aldi. Winking Owl.
Aldi's amazing.
Yes, it is. It truly is.
I'll meet you there.
What's a Winking Owl cost a girl, Victoria?
$2.89.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, it almost feels criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It almost feels like they should pay you to drink it. Wow.
Yeah.
That is great. And when's the last time you had a whole bottle of Winking Owl?
It's been a couple months.
Well, it's time.
I've had that one.
It's time.
Yeah.
Maybe pair it with something. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Our phone lines are jammed. So let me say thank you to all of you who are up and participating on a Tuesday morning after Memorial Day weekend.
And willing to maybe answer an offensive question?
I don't know. You know what? And we've got one woman and one man. So this will be good. Let's get the perspective of both, all right? Mm-hmm. Hang on, Scott. I'll be right with you. Hi there, Jen.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
How old are you?
33.
Okay. Would you... Would you consider yourself or do you feel old?
Yes, I feel old.
Yes, you feel. Okay, you do. All right. Now, the reason I ask you that is because Twitter, are you familiar with Twitter?
I am.
It's the meanest social media out there.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
They are mad at everybody on Twitter. You can't get through a day. I know it is brutal. Twitter is outraged, Jen, outraged over the offensive new label that's been given to millennials in their 30s called geriatric millennials. They're like, how dare you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
How dare you call us geriatric millennials? In effect, calling you old people millennials. Now, when you hear the phrase, or if I were to call you a geriatric millennial, would you go to Twitter and just crucify me?
I would. I would tell you to get off my lawn.
Appropriate response.
That's right. That's right. All right. Now, they did ask people in your age group, okay, fine, if you don't think you're old at 33, like you obviously do, at what age do you think it's okay to start referring to you as geriatric? How old?
No, geriatric is like... 55 up.
There you go. Most millennials said 40, but we'll go with 55 for you. Thank you, Jen. You've been a huge help. Hey, Scott, did you just hear all that?
I did.
How old are you, Scott?
33.
Are you offended at being called a geriatric millennial as an older millennial?
No, I'm often called cranky and grouchy and all the things that are associated with being geriatric.
There you go. Cranky and grouchy? That's great. And are you still there? Okay, I thought we lost you.
Of course I'm still here.
Sorry, don't yell at me. Don't yell at me. All right, and at what age would you consider, all right, fine, you know when I'm going to be really old when I turn blank? That's when I'm geriatric. How old?
You know, like 65. You need like a government paycheck at that age. So yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Right. Once you start receiving your Social Security, that qualifies.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for the help, Scott. You've been a big help. 33 years old, geriatric millennials, and I guess Twitter is losing its mind. How dare you, you horrible, awful people, for calling us that? Maybe you should just move. They have the 10 best and worst states for millennials that were listed now.
Okay.
What would you think is the best state if you're a millennial they say you should move to?
Texas.
I like that guess.
Oregon.
Make the top, I also like that guess. Doesn't make the top 10.
Florida.
That's not even close. Everybody there is geriatric.
Well, that's true.
Washington, the state of Washington.
Hmm.
Moved to Seattle. Followed by District of Columbia. Moved to D.C. A
lot of Washingtons.
Yep. Followed by Utah, Massachusetts. And at number five, where I'd like to see Violetta move and see if she could survive, Iowa.
Okay. Mm.
Violetta moves to Des Moines. She lasts 30 days.
I love corn.
30 days.
They got a good slogan in Des Moines. It's like where the S is silent, but the nightlife isn't, or something like that.
That's
their campaign right now. I swear to God.
How do you know that?
I've seen and heard commercials
the
for
geriatric
it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you seeing and hearing commercials for Des Moines? What are you watching?
I'm pretty sure I'm hearing it on the Cubs games if I tune into those, but I want to check it out right now.
Where the S is silent, but the nightlife isn't?
Oh. I'm going to check it out. That's right up my alley, actually.
I would like to challenge Des Moines on that slogan. I've been there. I'd like to challenge them.
There it is.
I'll bet it is silent.
In Des Moines, the S's may be silent, but the city is buzzing.
There it is. All right. Okay.
Yep.
The top five worst states to live if you're 33 years old, or in Violetta's case, 29. Top five worst: Louisiana, Nevada, Mississippi, New Mexico, and by God, in it last place, do not move to West Virginia. All you're going to do is work in the coal mines, and that'll be it.
Oh, no.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
You ready, Violetta?
Yes.
Top three things. Here we go. Number three.
Four-time Grand Slam tennis champion Naomi Osaka withdraws from the French Open days after announcing that she's going to boycott the press at the tournament to protect her mental health. She was fined $15,000 for skipping the press because of her contractual obligation. She's not the first to do so, but Piers Morgan got all wrapped up in this by saying that Naomi pulled a page out of Meghan Markle's handbook of exploiting mental health to silence the media. So
like
now,
Piers Morgan, he really has it in for Meghan Markle.
Is he still even around? Like, did he just pop out of a shell to make that comment and then go back in?
That's the thing. He's only on Twitter. But like you said, the meanest platform around. So now a debate about Piers Morgan and the 23-year-old tennis superstar is unfolding.
I'll skip that one. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Twitter handle Canadian Pam is trending after she asked American followers, where do you visit in Canada? I have the top two locations. Anybody want to guess?
Okay, best places to visit in Canada. I'm going to go with Ontario.
Sorry. Nope.
Sorry.
You wanted to do that, so well done. Montreal.
Nope.
Winnipeg.
No.
Thunder Bay.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you.
Bam.
Saskatchewan.
No,
Newfoundland.
Niagara Falls.
Vancouver.
Niagara Falls and Quebec City.
Oh.
Well, we have half of Niagara Falls,
Niagara
don't we?
Niagara Falls, that's basically Buffalo.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Don't
Not even
fight
Canada.
With me, fight with Twitter, okay?
Canada's trying to steal everything from us.
Niagara Falls is nice, by the way.
Is Niagara Falls, is it half and half? Or
it
is it
all?
Yeah.
We split it. Yeah, it's the Canadian side, the American
side.
The better side
is in Canada.
Yeah, I just didn't know. The better side?
you can see
more of the falls there.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Really?
We took a Serbian trip there from Sunday school because Nikola Tesla is a big part there. He's got a statue because he invented, electricity and water dams or something.
I have a headache.
Yeah.
I love everything about that story.
And that story gave me a headache. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, today is filled with something for everyone. It's National Olive Day, National Go Barefoot Day, and National Pen Pal Day.
I don't have any of those three, but thank you.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Anybody listening who? senior prank time. I wonder if any have been conducted just like they did at Comfort High School in Comfort, Texas, where half the senior class has been suspended. The students got booted because they stuck plastic forks in the grass of their sports field. The school's valedictorian, salutatorian, or do you say salutatorian?
I think it's salutatorian.
And many honor society students got busted. 312-233-1019. I had alluded to different animals and their livestock being let loose, Maggie.
Hi. So I graduated in 2015, but we are, like, towards a lot of farms, and we put chickens in each of our administrator's offices.
There you go. You start letting put chickens, live chickens. Inside the high school. I've heard of that one. I've heard of pigs.
Yeah.
I've heard of roosters. Now I've heard of chickens.
Wow.
The senior class prank was what, John?
Class of 1980, we saran wrapped all of our teachers' cards.
All right.
A classic.
All right. That is a classic. I also remember in high school the football coach's car being picked up and moved into a cornfield.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. I have heard of that, where the football players all get together and move a car anywhere.
Picked it up and moved it into the football field.
Wow. That's impressive.
That's nice. Hi there, Debbie. Senior class prank.
Okay, so I showed up to buy things at a garage sale, rummy sale at a local high school, and security was like, no, that's not happening here. And then I realized why. A bunch of kids were sitting across the street from the high school in their lawn chairs watching to see how many cars would drive in and answer the ad that was in the newspaper.
Oh, they ran an ad of a garage sale. Yes. I see what they did. And they just sat around and laughed until they stopped. Watch all these cars show up to try to buy stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
Comedy. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Senior class prank.
Hey, back in Australia on my senior year, we stole a bunch of acid from the science laboratory and made a massive male genitalia on the football field.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's just funny hearing male genitalia in Australian accent. Yeah. Holy wombat.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So, now, once again, you stole what in order to make the male genitalia on the football field?
We went to the science laboratory and just took whatever acid we could find.
Acid.
Yeah, they burned it into the field.
Burned the dinky doo into the football field there.
Man, those Australians.
I could have heard that story 10 times.
Watch out. You know an Australian? Don't mess with them. They turn on you.
Really?
Your lawn doesn't have a chance.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
312-233-1019. Now, that's one of those things everybody knows how to swim except you. Right? Or everyone knows how to blank except you. What is it? Hi, Lori. Hello, Lori.
Hi.
Hi. Everyone knows how to except you.
So my whole family, I have three brothers and a sister, and they all know how to ride a motorcycle, and I definitely do not.
Aha. Okay. So when it comes time for motorcycle riding Saturday, you just stay home?
I guess so, yeah. My dad bought us a motorcycle for me and my sister and brother to share.
Ah.
Me and my sister went and took the motorcycle license class.
Okay.
And I definitely failed, and I flew right over the handlebars.
Oh, so you tried to learn how to ride the motorcycle. You just can't learn how to ride the motorcycle.
Yes, I definitely failed at that one.
I feel like, Lori, like I might have the same problems. I've never been a motorcycle rider. I know how to do it, but I'm not certain I could. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Right.
You think is it hard? Would I have a hard time?
I mean, I figured it out. It was just that emergency stop.
The whole stopping thing. Yeah. You really need to master that.
Right.
When you're blazing down the Dan Ryan.
Yeah.
The whole world knows how to, but you don't, Gary.
I do not know how to blow bubbles with gum.
Okay.
I've tried my whole life. I'm a Bazooka Joe guy from years and years ago,
and I've
just never been able to do it.
Never? Stick your tongue through it, blow, nothing happens.
It is hard
nothing
to teach.
Nothing happens, honest to goodness.
Yeah.
I will admit, I think that took a while for me. I think it clicked, like, in adulthood at some point.
Really? It took you, like, Gary, see, so there's hope. Yeah. It took whip to adulthood to learn
how
to blow
up. Don't give up, Gary.
There's still time. Don't give
up.
Still time.
Trying.
You ever try to blow a bubble while you're riding a motorcycle? That's impossible. Impossible. Hi, Linda. The whole world knows how to, but you don't.
Mine is a double whammy. I don't know how to whistle, and I don't know how to snap my fingers.
Oh.
Can't do either.
Okay.
Seems like that would be fairly easy to teach, the snapping the fingers part.
No, I have long fingers and long nails, but no, listen, I'm trying to do it now. I can't whistle either. I blow in.
Try.
It's terrible.
Yeah, keep going. Try again.
I'm trying, Eric. Yeah, I'm trying. It won't work.
Keep blowing. There it is. Right. I'm not even that good at blowing out candles.
Yeah.
I can't really get enough air out. Hey, Linda, you know what? Nikki is a whistler. Did you notice that this morning, Violetta?
Oh.
Yeah, Nikki does whistle.
Sorry.
Like, just randomly.
We might have to break her the habit. Nikki comes in here at 5:30. And you should be clear, at 5:30, no one wants to be anywhere. At 5:30, Nikki comes in whistling whatever song's on.
Yeah.
And she whistles the whole song.
I could sing it, and that'd be worse.
It's a loud whistle. It's
I
not
know.
Like a gentle. It's
yeah.
like a
yeah.
it's like a get over like here
she's
kids
calling a cab.
Yeah.
Like, why is she doing that? I'm very happy.
That's so, I don't even know I'm doing it. That's yeah. terrible.
Really?
Did you notice
no.
it this morning?
Oh, yeah.
She got through two songs this
oh,
morning.
Oh, my gosh. I have no yeah. idea
Between
I'm doing that.
Between the swaying and the whistling,
oh,
it's like
my
we're,
gosh.
Yeah.
You have a lot of pent-up energy in the morning.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Whip was telling the story earlier this morning of the woman. It turned out okay, so I'm
yeah.
comfortable with this, but
yeah.
who fell on the Riverwalk into the river. And the boyfriend went in to save her, and then they had to pull them both out.
That's
yeah.
correct.
And so when I heard that story, of course, the first thing that popped to my mind is, all right, if you're that boyfriend, you kind of have to go in, right? Even, like, what if you're like me? You're like, listen, I'm not equipped to save you.
Yeah.
If I go in, I'm going to be absolutely no help to you whatsoever.
I'm going
to
do more harm than good. I'm probably going
right.
to hold you down by accident,
right.
and then we're both dead.
Because what's going to happen is I'm going to hit the water and start panicking and grab you.
Yeah.
And then we're
yeah.
both going under, right. and that's not good. So,
you're off without me.
So it's kind of your fault you tripped.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one, I mean, Eric.
Watch
that,
for
that'll work
next
out well.
Time, maybe.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
better hope she doesn't get out of
yeah,
the water
yeah.
when you yell that.
That's right. And then I said, okay, well, if he goes in, is she jumping in? Violetta's like, no way.
No.
No way is
no,
she
no,
jumping
no.
in after him.
He wouldn't want it that way.
Hi there, Chris.
Hi.
You
yeah,
really
so
should have helped
cool.
you and had your back, huh?
Yes, this is about on the same lines as the river situation. So
okay.
we were just kayaking in Florida, my husband and another couple, and I got kind of over by some trees.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, about 15 jumping huge spiders jumped into the kayak.
Oh, God.
They were in the kayak,
no.
on the kayak, and I am terrified of spiders.
Right.
Like, terrified. My husband, I'm like... I froze. I mean, I was, like, seriously dying. It took everything I had to not jump in the river, but I'm not really a great swimmer
right.
either. So
and he
I
never would have come in the river after you anyways.
No. He said, grow up. He said, grow up. Stop being a baby. And I'm like, whoa.
Was he in the same kayak or was he in another kayak?
No, he was in another kayak.
Of course
yeah,
he was.
I didn't have time to come over. There are spiders over there. Now, why would I paddle over there where all the spiders are?
Exactly.
You should have really had your back, Susie.
Yeah, my husband and I went out with skiing with his friends in Wausau, Wisconsin, pretty far up north. So I went down the hill and I tore ligaments in my knee.
Right.
And he thought, he was like, are you sure, you know, are you sure, you know? And I'm like, yes, it hurts. Something's wrong. And I had to drive myself to the emergency room.
Oh,
like,
oh,
are you really
God.
Sure you're hurt? Because we paid a lot for
yeah.
these lift tickets.
Oh.
And. Is there any way you could like take an Uber
oh
and I could stay
God.
Here because we paid a lot for these and I'm really starting to get a groove going here and
cold nights
oh.
in that that house.
Hey Jody, you really should have had your back.
Yeah, we were out for a boat ride on the lake and we were docking the boat and I hopped up off the boat to the dock with the rope to hold it, except I totally misjudged the distance from the boat to the dock.
Whoops.
And it was one of those like slow motion where my legs are spreading
yeah.
and I'm screaming like
yeah.
dude grab me and the kids are like yelling and I'm like I'm gonna go in and my ankle like the top of my feet got stuck under the boat bar. I flipped backwards, could feel my ankles like breaking, and he sat in the seat the whole time. He didn't even make a comment. And the kids were like, Mom! Like, it was terror on the sea.
Hang on, I'll be right with him. Trying to get the boat
yeah.
in. Hang on, just hold on.
He's got to protect the boat.
figure out how to power down the radio.
Oh, I can't hear you. The Fallout Boy's really loud. Hold on. Yes. Hang on. I'll be right with you.
Crazy. We don't want to bump the boat. Make sure the buoys are down.
I'll be with you right after the song. I really like this song.
They never play this one. I can't walk away.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I really should have had your back, Liz.
Hey, good morning. I was laying in bed with my husband dead asleep. I'm like 7 months pregnant with our first child. And we hear this loud thud downstairs, startles us awake, obviously scary. He grabs like a nine iron or whatever he's got under the bed for, you know, Mr. Protection. And it turns as he's walking out our bedroom door.
Here, go downstairs. Here's the nine iron.
He turns to, like, leave the bedroom door, and he turns back to me, and he goes, come with me.
Of course. Well,
I mean, there's two, when you're two on one, we've got a baby, and you have a baby, so we're really three on one.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know how scary it is down there? And I'm only equipped with a nine iron? Where did it actually come into the relationship that the guy has to grab the nine iron and go downstairs?
That's right. That's not fair.
When
that's not
the
fair.
Woman's pregnant.
At the very least, you should flip for it.
It's hard to get out of bed when you're 7 months pregnant, let alone fit off an intruder.
Out of bed when you're in REM sleep.
That's right. We need
your
a rest.
Pregnant wife wakes you up because she heard something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. 1 in 11 Americans do this to themselves every single day. What would that be? 312-233-1019. What do you think it is, Tom?
Slap themselves in the face first thing in the morning.
Slap themselves in the face. No. No.
Right.
It's not it, but it's a good answer. Yeah.
It is a good answer.
I do that sometimes.
Macaulay Culkin kind of thing.
Yeah. Get yourself all, you know, wake yourself up, go through the whole process.
Come on, Violetta.
Still trying to find you. But that's why we cleared the lines, because they were blocked up. I think everybody's trying to win Bruno tickets.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, it's
trying
sense.
To qualify for Bruno. No, 1 in 11 Americans. I'll give you another clue. It is much more modern. More modern what you're doing. Like, it hasn't, like, I'm going to tell you, your grandpa didn't do this to himself every single day.
Okay.
In fact, your dad didn't do this to himself every single day. In fact, your mom never did this to herself every single day either.
Okay.
What do 1 in 11s do to themselves every single day, Liz? Hi, Liz.
Hi, Google themselves.
Google themselves is exactly right.
Every single day?
Every single day. See, you thought it was a small number. Now you think it's a big one. 1 in 11... Americans Google themselves every single day. You don't do this to yourself, do you, Liz?
I actually did do this weekend. I am applying for school, and I got an email saying Lincoln was searching me, so I had to Google myself to make sure I didn't have anything crazy out there.
You know what the thing is, though? As we all know, there's nothing good. There's no good news on the internet anywhere. It's all bad. It's all bad news on social media. Like, you're never going to Google it yourself and go, Liz likes to rescue puppies. You don't see that on there. You just hope it's there, but it's not always there. 1 in 11 Google themselves every day. About 5% once a week. 5% a few times a month. 14% a few times a year. 22% less often than once a year. And thank God, the number one answer, 31% never do it.
Yeah.
You're never going to find anything on there that you want to find anyway, probably, right? About yourself. You already know all those things.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. You know, when it comes to that Friends reunion, 849 on the mix, television censors in China have removed the Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber performances from the Friends reunion special on HBO Max. Took them out.
Why?
Yeah, they don't like Lady Gaga or Justin Bieber over there.
So he didn't even like do anything, yeah.
Well, the Chinese government thinks they do.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga's performance of Smelly Cat was edited out most likely because she angered the Chinese government in 2016 when she met with the Dalai Lama.
Okay. So it's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber may have been removed because, well, he's Justin Bieber.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, he didn't even do anything in the special.
Yeah.
Can't really argue with him that much on that one.
Yeah. And you know, see how many people watched? They now have an update on the special. Watched by an estimated, now I wish I had raw numbers, but I don't.
Right.
29% of the U.S. streaming households on May 27th were watching the Friends reunion special. So 29%, almost 30% of people who were streaming at that time, some type of entertainment, were watching the Friends special.
Okay.
That rivals Wonder Woman's 1984.
Oh.
Okay.
32% of people who were streaming at that time were watching Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that was including myself.
For both of them, Wonder Woman and Friends?
I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet. All right. But Friends, yes.
Okay, now, 312-233-1019. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You a big Friends fan?
I am.
Did you watch the reunion special?
Twice.
Wow.
Whoa. what was your takeaway? Which one of those characters did you find that you liked the most? Was it the same one you liked when the show was on, or did it change?
No, the same one that I've always liked, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Did you see, we were talking about Matt LeBlanc in his striped shirt, how he looks like every granddad because he's got the big belly with his arms crossed on it. Did you see that?
I did. I saw that.
All right. Now, the question I have for you, they talk about the current Friends and how they looked, and then everybody's like, well, they're a little bit older now. They're going to look a particular way. And we established on Friday before we left that Lisa Kudrow is the oldest friend. I thought she was turning 60. She's turning 57. My question to you, though, is, who do you think is the youngest?
Oh.
Who is the youngest friend?
The youngest. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Mm, for heaven's sakes, indeed.
That's a tough question.
I mean, I know most of them are in their early 50s. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Oh.
Is exactly right.
Wow.
How did you guess that?
Wow. Well done.
I mean, I don't mean to be mean or anything, but he does look the oldest.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of hard living.
Yeah, he has lived hard. No doubt about it. More on that in a second. Well done. What do we have for Sandy?
Oh, yes. Let's get you a prize.
By the way, Lisa Kudrow is 57. Courtney Cox is 56. David Schwimmer is 54. Matt LeBlanc is 53. Jennifer Aniston is 52 and lying. And Matthew Perry is 51.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
All right. According to sources,
close,
if you believe any of them.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Yes?
You won a $100 gift certificate to Elwood's Tap in Pine Lodge. It is a Let Us Entertain You restaurant. Experience the nostalgia of a Northwoods supper club serving American classics and barbecue specialties.
The Friends producer and reunion director supports Matthew Perry after the special, saying he seems stronger and better. They're saying all the right things, even though we all witnessed something that made us uncomfortable.
That
right?
damn dentist appointment that day he had.
Mm-hmm.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Winston, who's the guy's, what's the guy's first name? Ben Winston, that's it, the reunion director, spoke out and said he was great, referring to Matthew Perry. People can sometimes just be unkind. I wish they weren't. I loved working with him. He's a brilliantly funny man, and I thought he had some great one-liners in the show. I felt just happy and lucky to be in his presence and directing him on something like this. I talked to him. It was great seeing him, said Kevin Bright. And what people say is what people say. I don't have anything to say about that except it was great to see him, and I think he's very funny on the show. None of them really said anything about anything else other than they love him and they think he's great.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And wish we're all the wishing the best for him.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9 The Mix.
There we go. It's tidbit time. Sources say Jennifer Garner has allegedly banned Ben Affleck from introducing their kids to Jennifer Lopez. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I'm actually on Jennifer Garner's side.
Bad influence.
Yeah. You don't want J-Lo being brought into that. She's,
and you don't know how long that's going to be around.
She's going to be there a couple of weeks and gone.
Right.
So you just got to control that.
It just kind of stinks they're both Jen, you know?
Yeah.
She's got to feel like compared to.
Yeah.
Kristen Cavallari's ex, Jay Cutler, reportedly wants half of her clothing brand in the divorce. Yeah. Seems fair.
It, yeah.
Sources close to the ex-couple tell TMZ the reason it's taking a while to finalize their divorce is because Jay's seeking 50% ownership of Uncommon James, Kristen's chic jewelry and apparel line. Whip, I believe you're wearing some of her pants today.
I only wear chic things.
Mm-hmm. Cutler's insisting he should get a stake of Uncommon James because Kristen launched it while they were married and well before he filed for divorce in April 2020.
And he was the inspiration because when you think chic... You think
Jay.
You think right. Jay.
The chicest guy going.
Helio Castroneves compared himself to Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson after his fourth Indy 500 win over the weekend.
Nice. Okay.
The 46-year-old Brazilian driver took the checkered flag thanks to an incredible pass for the lead. Beloved by fans and his fellow competitors, Castro Neves celebrated his win in quintessential fashion by climbing the fence around the front stretch, running up and down the track to show his love for fans, and of course, dumping a bottle of milk on his head.
Do you know the origin of the milk thing?
I've read it a couple of times, and I'll be honest, I've forgotten.
I don't know it, and I was wondering it yesterday, and then I forgot to look it up because I distracted myself, and I figured I'd ask you.
I'm trying to remember what it would be, but I don't know that I can remember. He could have thought that he might have been on fire, though.
Right.
That's why he was running up and down the track. Mm-hmm. Remember that in Talladega Nights?
Yeah. Maybe that's how it started.
Yeah.
The original one.
Ricky Bobby thought he was on fire. Yeah. I got that clipper on here somewhere. Okay. That's not important. Live flying bat forces New York City-bound plane back to New Delhi.
Oh.
Can you imagine being on a plane and a bat starts flying around?
No. Bats are so gross.
They are gross. An Air India flight from New Delhi to New York City had to be rerouted back to New Delhi when 30 minutes after takeoff, a crazed bat began flying around the cabin to the shock and horror of the passengers.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm okay with that turnaround.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't want no part of that.
Top speed back.
What's grosser, bats or cicadas?
Ooh, bats.
I think bats.
Maryland Candy Store is selling chocolate-covered cicadas and has been inundated with orders. Do you have one of those?
No.
Yeah, I might eat one of those.
Still waiting for the cicadas, by the way.
Yeah, when they're supposed to be here by now, aren't they?
Well, I guess it's still been too chilly.
I'll bet by this weekend when it gets into the 90s.
That's right.
We're going to see them. Brood X cicadas are peeing on cities across the U.S., Whip. I guess just not here.
Yeah, we're lucky, I guess.
The brood X cicadas have been urinating on innocent bystanders, according to scientists.
Oh,
just walking down the street, minding your own business, cicada flies over, pees on you.
Is it raining? No, it's just a cicada. Okay.
They say it feels like when rain starts.
Oh, my.
This group of cicadas comes flying overhead, pees all over you.
No.
Yeah, that's what your summer's going to be like, Violetta.
Loud and.
What would you rather be peed on by, a cicada or a Canadian?
I'm not.
Cicada.
Canadian politicians seen urinating during a virtual meeting. Do you see? We need to stop. It's time with the end the virtual meetings. Enough is enough. Everybody's doing weird stuff now. They're taking their pants off. They're peeing during them. We got to get back to being people that meet people.
But that remember, was like a scene from like Naked Gun.
Yeah,
like that's how old that is.
Oh my god!
And remember, don't take off the pants and pee during your in-person meeting either.
Exactly.
Don't do it during meetings.
Once
period,
you're back,
of any kind.
Still not okay.
Right.
Wild drunken brawl breaks out at Ohio water park after guest attempts to cut line.
Oh yeah, you don't mess around.
Yeah. I'd fight somebody for that.
I've been noticing a lot of drunken brawls have been
there
breaking out.
There have been
recently.
A lot of drunken brawls, yeah.
And finally, you might have seen this story over the weekend. Drunk dude mistakenly breaks into Airbnb that was rented by three cops.
Saw that.
Have you seen the video?
That's pretty
the
funny.
One cop went to TikTok. They got the guy arrested in Milwaukee.
Oh,
a 19-year-old Wisconsin man was so intoxicated that he stumbled into an Airbnb rented by three out-of-state cops, passed out in one of the rooms, and woke up in handcuffs.
Yeah, that's the wrong house.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Top three things trending on Twitter at 9:30. Violetta number three. Hold on.
Hey.
Violetta number three.
Yes. Machine Gun Kelly brought Megan Fox on stage to sing to her at the Indy 500 concert hosted by Barstool Sports, and the crowd went crazy. He took a puff of a cigarette before handing it to the actress, who also took a puff, and then he started singing.
Share smokes.
That's so romantic.
Yeah,
and then
so
he started
cute.
Thinking, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, they're adorable together.
Right.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
As we're all getting excited for the warm weather around here, swimmers in London are trending right now because they were at the Sky Pool. It's believed to be the world's first transparent pool built between two skyscrapers.
Oh, my God.
It's
scary.
Yeah, it looks cool, but scary. It's not for, like, people who are afraid of heights for sure. It's kind of, you get wheezy just looking at it.
Wheezy or queasy?
Queasy.
I get a little wheezy.
You are
like
underwater.
Like you get an allergy attack. Look at it. You get wheezy in your lungs. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Chicago sports fans are excited for a couple of different reasons. The Cubs and White Sox are both in first place, and we soon could be watching Justin Fields play for the Bears. Well, Jay Cutler weighed in on this, saying, obviously he's talented, but I wouldn't play the kid to start. He thinks the Bears should let him watch and learn, and then once he's supported, put him out on the field.
All right.
It's a big debate.
Yeah. Whatever Jay says, let's go with it. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.